Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 7th of October. International tourists may be able to travel to India by October 15th, and an announcement is likely to be made by the central government soon, it has been announced. International flights have already started, and charter flights are expected to resume in the immediate future. International charter flights account for a bulk of the foreign tourist arrivals in Goa. Earlier this month, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant had made a request on behalf of travel and tourism industry stakeholders to the Union Home Affairs Ministry, urging him to grant permissions to international charter flights at the earliest. Etihad Airways, Jazeera Airways, Jetstar, Qantas, Qatar Airways, and Royal Jordanian will implement the IATA Travel Pass in a phased rollout across the airlines' networks. These five airlines join Emirates Airline as IATA Travel Pass implementation pioneers. The IATA Travel Pass is a mobile app that can receive and verify a range of COVID-19 test results and digital vaccines certificates. Currently, vaccine certificates from 52 countries, representing the source of 56% of global air travel, can be managed using the app. This will increase to 74 countries, representing 85% of global traffic, by the end of November. A new cruise company, Ambassador Cruise Line, is offering guests autumn saver fares available to book until the 23rd of November. Guests taking advantage of the autumn saver fare will get up to 25% off full fares on cruises sailing up to 2023. Ambassador Cruise Line is Britain's first line to launch in a decade. Catering solely for the UK market, Ambassador will be operating cruises on the 1,400-capacity first ship Ambience, including a debut to Hamburg. The cruise line launched an all-new premium coach service to run in conjunction with the 2022 cruise program on 14 select sailings. The service will give guests the opportunity to travel to London Tilbury to join their cruise from a choice of 80 nationwide coach pickup points across England and Wales. Its 2022 and 2023 cruise program includes the Norwegian fjords, Greenland and Iceland, and a 32-night Grand Black Sea and Mediterranean cruise. Australia's Federal Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, Dan Tehan, has just announced a funding boost for eligible Australian travel agents and tour arrangements service providers with multiple shop fronts or retail premises. Effective immediately, they are being invited to apply for a one-off $10,000 funding boost for each of their outlets. The additional funding is on top of support provided to travel agents via the $258 million Consumer Travel Support Program, JobKeeper Program, and Business Support Grants, Tehan said. Applicants for the additional funding must have already received a grant under Round 1 or 2 of the Consumer Travel Support Program, and their outlets must continue to operate at the time of the grant application. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.